Blog Talk Radio.
Producers
We have tremendous shows from Tuesday through Saturday. So we'd urge you to tune in, get the schedule. It's online. As a matter of fact, we're going to post the schedule on our website, so you can go to www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Again, that URL is www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. At the end of the show, we'll have the schedule up for Marketing Pulpit International. And if you don't want to listen to Dennis Shipman, you can listen to a wide host of other informed persons in our family that give critical information enabling you to make decisions not only for yourself, but your family, friends, and business acquaintances, business partners, interests, and that sort of thing. Okay. What we've been and, you know, ironically, that segues nicely into what I wanted to talk about, which is Trump's business interests. It seems that he is laboring under the impression that he does not have to abide by the ethics rule. Not that there's a great deal of ethics left. We just talked about that in executive. You know, this is why, and this is why we've always talked about it. You know, our grandfathers or great grandfathers, you know, even our parents, you know, taught us to be more self-reliant. Not because we buy into the ethos that you pull yourself up by your bootstrings and don't look for a handout and none of this foolishness. I mean, everybody gets help in one way or the other. It might not be tangible, might not be physical, but it could be a kind word, encouragement. It could be a telephone call. It could be a reference. Those are all intangible, soft type of support that enable us to realize, you know, a piece of the American dream, what is left of it, you know, is rapidly becoming a nightmare and will be under this guy's presidency if he continues to do any of the things that I've heard he's done. Now, he hasn't even gotten into office yet. But so far, and this is demonstrably illegal, I'm telling you for a fact it's illegal. His lawyers can spin it for all they want, but the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution is very clear on this. You know, a chief executive cannot personally benefit by his office. Trump is laboring under the illusion that the Emoluments Clause does not apply to him, which is foolishness. Who is advising this guy, man? You know, and then again, trust me, I deal with unethical, incompetent lawyers all the time, which is why I don't practice. I really despise liars. And, you know, lawyers lie, of course. I mean, that is what they're literally hired to do. I had great friends that are attorneys, you know, that But I mean, it's just, you know, by the nature of that profession, you're required to do very unethical things. And this is antithetical to, you know, what I want to do, my own personal values and ethics. I don't want to do it, and I don't want to get involved in it. And unless it's my own personal business or something that's dealing with my child or my business or something of that nature where I'm forced to litigate or negotiate or, throw on my lawyer's hat and have to do that. But, typically, you know, this is the type of stuff that really causes me to despise lawyers because how can you so what? You lose a client. So what? You go out and you find another guy. I know bad lawyers. I mean, really bad, awful, incompetent. I wouldn't have them represent me in a dog pound hearing. And they make $100,000 a year. These are bad lawyers, I'm telling you. So you can imagine what a decent lawyer, ethical, and I'm talking about you can be ethical. You don't have to be unethical. A decent lawyer that's ethical, competent, you know, they do fairly well. I'm here to tell you, especially in this particular market. So at any rate, let's get back to Trump. He has met with two or three Indian business partners. He's looking to build some towers outside of Mumbai in India. the suburb of that city. So he met with the, he took this meeting, which he's not supposed to do. I mean, well, he's not sworn in yet, so let's even split here. So I'll even go so far as to split. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 215-383-3872. So I'll even go so far as to split some legal hairs with you. He's not president of the United States yet. Okay, granted. But having these meetings with the three Indian gentlemen, his business partners in Mumbai, raises the specter of impropriety. Then he receives a telephone call from, I believe, oh, don't quote me, it's gospel, and those that know the answer, give us a call here, because I don't have my computer screen pulled up to it, but I believe it was either Argentina or Colombia. I believe it's Argentina. And he had some business interests there as well, Buenos Aires, I believe. And it was being held up by, you know, typical bureaucracy in Argentina, not here in the United States. And the president of Argentina gave him a call just to, you know, from one world leader, I hate to say it, I mean, it's really painful, to another, to congratulate him on his victory. And from what I understand from the conversation, this is published reports. This isn't Dennis speaking. This is in a historic record, New York Times, and you know we'll put the link up. But you know, at some point, you know, I expect my listeners to be savvy enough to do their own research and source the material properly so that they can engage in the critical analysis necessary to make an informed decision. It's that simple. Trump allegedly. And this is the other part. I didn't even get to the other part about Ivanka, and we talked about that last week and the week before last. Allegedly asked the president about this building. I mean, it's incredible, man. I mean, so after this, both Trump camp and Argentinian, you know, the president's office, Argentinian or Argentina's president's office denied that they discuss, well, you know, that's because all of a sudden Trump's permit that was being held up by Argentinian bureaucracy was suddenly fast-tracked. And so he got approval to build a building or whatever branding or licensing agreement that he had. In the wake of that, you would think that that would be enough to cause the mainstream media, who has remained silent, in collusion, totally complicit, except for, you know, some bland articles in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and some of the mainstream papers have written, but they haven't gone, and this is the same type of nonsense that propelled Trump to victory on November 8th. They're not going after him hard enough. They're not hitting him. They're not. These are illegal acts that are showing us how a Trump presidency would evolve. So now, just within the last week, he tells Cuba through their entourage, I mean, we have an embassy in Cuba now that just opened that, he's going to rip up Obama's executive order relative to Cuba if the Cubans don't allow a hotel that he was building when Cuba was still under, it still is technically under an embargo, which means it's illegal for United, for American companies to do business in Cuba. He told whoever, the entourage, the Cuban envoy, that if Cuba doesn't fast track his hotel, he was going to rip up the executive order that Obama had signed normalizing relationships, so starting the process of normalization with Cuba. I mean, this is just incredible. This borders on extortion. I tell you, this morning I really have to put on my lawyer's hat. This stuff borders on extortion. I mean, you can't do that. You can't threaten someone with the loss of the tortuous interference. I mean, this is a basic tort. You can't threaten somebody with a loss of a relationship, fiduciary, otherwise, they don't do what you say. That is extortion, plain and simple. And all we hear from the Republicans is get a life, let him get himself together. I mean, it's just incredible. And George Reed, I'm not a gigantic fan of George Reed or all these people, because I believe, you know, that when you have that sort of bully pulpit, you need to use it wisely. And she has become more flippant on the air as of late, you know, playing around and stuff like that. These are serious times. We don't have time for all this foolishness on the air. I mean, I know that you're, you know, Joy, you know, by your own admission, you're a happy person. That's great. I guess I would be happy, too, if I was making $500,000 a year, you know, on television, able to travel at will. You know, I don't make that kind of money, and I'm not going to sit here and act as though I do, and I don't enjoy that type of bully pulpit. But we're going to change that. We're going to make things happen right here at Marketing Pulpit International in New York, and we have begun making those changes so that we can gain greater visibility for our views, because we believe there needs to be pushback from all these alt-right and conservative talk radio shows that permeate. I mean, you go into certain areas. But I was just the other day, I had to go up right here. I had to travel down to one of my properties in Maryland. And I, for some reason, I had something that I had to do up in Carroll County. Anybody that knows Maryland, no, this is a Carolyn County, and there's a Carroll County. Carroll County is basically a suburb of Washington, D.C. I would say it's about 45 minutes from D.C. So you have a lot of, you know, government workers, federal employees, federal civil servants that live in that area. So I had to, I don't want to say visit a friend, but it was just a business acquaintance. And as I walked in his office, Fox News is on the television. This is a very rural, very conservative, almost agrarian in composition area of I don't want to say northern Maryland or western Maryland, because it's not really northern or western. I would say it's just a suburb of District of Columbia. And this is what these people listen to. And the only effective, to my knowledge, I'm talking about nationwide, beyond Sharpton, who a lot of people dismiss. Sharpton is not the most articulate. He's not the smart. He's not the most astute. He has a lot of mother wit, like my father used to say, and I'm aging myself here. And so oftentimes he is able to come back with a witty line or two. But typically, I'm of the mindset that he doesn't represent me or anyone that I know. And most of the people that I do know don't even listen to him. But Tom Hartman, and I don't know where he is any longer, but I believe he's up in the Pacific Northwest. Don't quote me his gospel on that. He wrote a piece about liberal radio and how it can become successful. It's like a primer, almost, on liberal talk radio. And I don't really consider myself a liberal, because I'm really a progressive, you know, because I believe in a lot of, I believe in being fiscally conservative. That doesn't mean adopting the policies of the Republican Party, which would decimate the social safety. I don't believe in that. I believe that if you want to start cutting military spending. We don't need all these weapon systems. We don't need to be in Europe. We don't need to be in the Korean Peninsula. We don't need to be all over the world. If you want to go somewhere, you know, I can see a small command in Africa, AFRICOM, they have one. But the bottom line with that is, you know, and Clinton illustrated this during his presidency, during the Rwanda genocide, that Americans aren't going to sit by and tolerate American troops getting killed in Africa, you know, defending the rights of Africans, you know, one way or the other. That's a fact. And that shows the depth of racism that we have here in these United States. That's just where it's at. Let's take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of the break and finish talking about Trump and these, you know, promoting his business. It's just absolutely extraordinary, because we don't hear anything from anyone about this.
The Endangered Species Act of 1973 was signed into law by President Richard M. Nixon on December 28, 1973. It was designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction as a consequence of economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. The U.S. Supreme Court found that the plain intent of Congress in enacting the ESA was to halt, reverse, the trend towards species extinction, whatever the cost. A species is considered to be endangered if it's in danger of extinction throughout its lifespan or a significant portion of its habitat is threatened, destroyed, or invaded, or if it is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future. Then why are black boys on this list? Black boys are an endangered species. Please go to GoFundMe into our campaign at /PLZ2MO and contribute generously to help us build an alternative school for these boys that will become a national model for educational innovation. Again, go to GoFundMe into our campaign at /PLZ2MO.
And we're back here at NPR New York. Yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman, on the mic. Monday, 11/28/2016, 10:50 a.m., 47 degrees here in Brooklyn, New York. And we're talking about Trump, and we were talking about Tom Hartman, you know, one of my favorite liberal radio. There was a radio network that was started. And Al Franken, now Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, Democrat from Minnesota, was the headliner, along with Rachel Maddow, who is now on MSNBC, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz. So it was a lot of people, gentleman that has a podcast now that's really gained some traction. Well, he was a comedian, so he already had a built-in audience. So it's easy to build upon a built-in audience than starting from scratch. Starting from scratch is really quite difficult. And I've been in this business for a number of years, and typically when you come in, you know, I've inherited audiences, so it's easy to build on those audiences. But it depends on the market, it depends on the format, it depends on a lot of factors. We're going to talk about it. We're going to have a separate show that's dealing directly with that. You know, promoting your radio show and that sort of thing. But at any rate, you know, this is just extraordinary. So Trump's, from what I understand, Trump hasn't even taken a security briefing, allegedly because he can't understand them. They're way over his head. And that's frightening. I mean, how are you going to form a policy? So, you know, the Saturday Night Live, and I know I'm skipping all over, but those that listen to my show regularly, routinely know that I often digress and take the circuitous route, but we always get back to where we're going to eventually. Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Ivanka Trump's husband, is the brains behind Trump. But Saturday Night Live, who, you know, obviously Trump hates him because he hates to be, you know, he's so thin-skinned. I don't know how you could be in the role that he's in, being as thin-skinned as he is. He said, you know, Alex Baldwin portrays him to one of the other SNL characters that, and you're going to do all the work, right, Pence? You know, because Pence is the one that actually is doing all the work. You know, it's going to be another Cheney Bush without the Bush. I mean, you know, Cheney is literally going to be the wizard behind the proverbial curtain. And in this case, it's going to be Pence. And Pence is demonstrably more dangerous than Trump because he's, you know, he's right out of the lunatic fringe in terms of his philosophy, for lack of better words, you know. But he's a conservative, staunchly conservative Christian that wants to project his own values, and a lot of it is hypocritical, man. Because I can tell you the sheer number of these guys, it's typically these white middle-aged cats that have been in the Congress or the Senate for ages, decades, and they're caught playing footsie in the bathroom stall. I mean, it's molesting their pages, and you don't hear much about this any longer. This was prevalent in the 70s, the 80s, up until the 90s when Clinton got in, and they impeached him for literally the same thing. You know, he was having sex with, a young intern and got caught and then lied about it, and they impeached him. Fortunately, he was found not guilty in the Senate and was able to limp, you know, badly damaged out of his presidency, you know, leaving George W. Bush a substantial windfall in terms of, you know, cash receipts for the U.S. Treasury that Bush promptly squandered and a whole bunch of misadventures, but that's a whole other story. So Trump is going to be America for sale. So I wrote an article about that. We were talking about it. From Russia with Love, you know, it's a knockoff of the old James Bond. Sometime in the 60s, I believe they made this movie, From Russia with Love, I believe. And I wrote a piece, and it's up. It should be up on our website, www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net, where, you know, I basically say, you know, it was definitely, and every intelligence agency in the United States, you know, whether you believe them or disbelieve them, but they're all in consensus, and that's rare. 17 intelligence services, you know, a lot of standalone ones as well as the ones that are attached to various military departments. And everyone, Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine, everybody has their own intelligence service in addition to the NSA, the CIA, DIA. And they've all to agency concluded that Russia played a pivotal role in, they're trying to downplay it now. And that's the other problem that I have with the mainstream press, trying to normalize an abnormal candidacy. They're trying to say that it was only them misinformation. You know, they're publishing stories that are demonstrably false. But I believe it's more insidious than that. And no, I don't believe that the results of the recount, if it does gain traction, is going to change anything substantively. Trump is going to be inaugurated on January 9th, and we're going to suffer as a consequence of it because the man is wholly inept, incompetent, and unethical. And we already see evidence of it where he's trying to still do business and lying about it, saying that he's going to, you know, let his kids aren't going to run anything. Like most of these megalomaniacs, he is hands-on. He has to have his hand. You know, and somebody did a piece on this in the New York Times where they say you go into his office and it's you can see he runs a tight ship. Everybody's buttoned up, you know, clean cut. So, you know, these people know that's the culture of his organization. Don't do as I do. Do as I tell you to. And there is no union representation in the Trump organization. You know, you run afoul of one of the men. You don't even get to Trump's level. One of the line supervisors, the middle management, man, and you're out of there. It's that simple. And it's a lily white organization, trust me. And a few African-Americans that are there in any substantive role are denigrated. You know, Trump himself said in his book, The Art of the Deal, that, you know, I got these black guys counting my money. I don't want them counting my money. I mean, this is what he said in a book. That need we, you know, continue fallacy that Trump isn't racist? Anyway, we'll be back next week, and we're going to talk more about this right here on the Marketing Pulpit International. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Looking for a hip multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mo, blurbs, and spots that are tight, hot, and bumpy. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verve. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop on pop culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.